The U.S. House returned to work today after a week-long recess and took up a series of non-controversial votes to name post offices after members of the military, some of whom died in battle. Alaska's Congressman Don Young was there along with his colleagues, but he's faced criticism recently for the number of votes he's missed this year. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Congressman Young has served in Washington for nearly 40 years and over the decades has been called to the carpet before for missing votes. So last month's article by the New York Times crunching attendance numbers was nothing new. The paper found that Young had the worst record of showing up to vote this year if you exclude one member of Congress with cancer, another recovering from an assassination attempt, and the two running for president. Young had missed 16% of votes, but he says don't judge him by the numbers.
The frustrating thing is they count every vote, and you can teach a monkey to vote. It's easy. Just slip the card in and feed him a banana.
Young points to votes on naming post offices as inconsequential, and he says he's not alone.
Actually, I'm pretty pleased because I believe about half of the members of Congress have missed 10% of the votes this year, too. They're not the only ones, because a lot of these votes, I think, are uncalled for.
Except Congressman Young is wrong. The New York Times shows that only 4% of House members, not half, have missed a tenth of votes this year. And 15 members have never missed a vote, like Republican Frank Lobiondo of New Jersey's 2nd District, who paused in the Capitol to comment after a recent vote.
It's what we're elected to do. We're supposed to make every vote we can. You better have a good reason if you don't make them.
But Don Young says he does have a good reason. Alaska's far distance. Senator Lisa Murkowski has missed only a handful of votes this year, and Senator Mark Begich, none. But Young says the House schedule is especially challenging.
I'm 10,000 miles away. I have a district that's bigger than all the land east of the Mississippi. Now think about that for a moment. And I go home a lot to visit my constituents, and I've been in this job a long time.
And during his tenure, Young has deflected past criticism of missing votes. Back in 2001, he had the second worst attendance record in the House. And the following year, he missed more votes than 95% of his colleagues. Despite that, he cruised to victory in 2002. Political science professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, Dr. Jerry Macbeth, says missing votes hasn't hurt Alaska's only congressman. He says Young's opponents haven't had success turning criticism of his voting record into results at the polls. But Macbeth says it should matter to Alaskans.
We expect representatives to present our views in front of other members of the Congress. And if they're not there, they can't do that.
Macbeth says, to be fair, he believes Congressman Young does hit votes on issues considered priorities for Alaska. The New York Times pointed out that Young missed a high-profile vote on a major Republican budget priority back in July because it conflicted with a long-planned fishing trip that raises money for a charity named after his late wife.
At least in terms of the New York Times article, the representatives of Congressman Young said he was off raising money to help children. He's also missed a lot of votes because he was attending fundraisers.
Congressman Young bristles at the suggestion that his priorities are out of balance and says he stands by his voting record, which he rates as a B or B+.
I don't apologize for it. I think I'm doing the job for my people. I meet with my constituents. Alaskans understand that. If I was to be criticized for anything, it's probably not going home more than I do.
Alaskans will tell the congressman whether his voting attendance matters to them next fall, when Young says he'll be running for re-election again. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.